support people. Hey, this is a special meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It is Thursday, September 15th at 5:36 Pacific Time, 8:36 Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA and the chair of the committee. Our secretary is R. Paul Martin from WBAI, and R. Paul, if you could start us off by calling the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Barbara Wipperman. Lauren Williams. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay, that's eight. We have a quorum.
Okay. So we will start off by taking a look at the draft agenda that I prepared and sent out earlier. I will go ahead and do a quick read over of what it says. There is already one amendment, which I will make. It suggests that we approve this draft agenda. It suggests that we approve the open session minutes of June 13th. Apparently, they're not ready, so I'm deleting that number. The second item will be looking at the Houston budget with regards to a depreciation line item. The third item will be looking at the KPFA budget with regards to adjusting the depreciation line item for national office occupancy in a wing of their building. The fourth item will be the WBAI budget review. And the last item, item five, will just be a quick check-in on the schedule for the Pacifica National and Consolidated budget approvals. So that's five items altogether. Are there any other modifications to this draft?
Yes, I'd like to propose a change.
Okay, Alex?
Lauren.
Thank you,
Lauren. I don't want to change any of the items, but is it possible?
Can we watch the background noise a bit? Go ahead.
I'm making up for all the 10 people.
Yeah, is it possible to change the order so that we get to the WBAI budget relatively soon?
Well, I don't think either of the other items is going to take too long. As a matter of fact, I wasn't really planning to allocate more than half an hour or 40 minutes to them, and I would hope that we could do it faster. My concern with once we start the WBAI budget review is that it will be consuming and take a lot of time, and it will be difficult to stop and deal with these other items. So my thought was that this was the more saner way to order the budget. But if you all disagree with me, to order the meeting. But if you all disagree with me, we could change it.
If I have your promise that it'll go quickly, I'll withdraw the objection.
Okay. Would people like to sort of impose a time certain that if we can't get through this, we start the WBAI review no matter what at a certain time?
Houston will take less than 10 minutes.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so 10 minutes for Houston. That would take us to about 6, give or take, and then we'll go 6 to 6:30. So, Alex, what about a time certain for 6:30? If we are not there by 6:30, we'll just stop and switch gears. Would that allay your concerns? Or even 6:15, if you want.
6:15 sounds better, yes.
Okay. Any objections to adding a time certain for WBAI at 6:15? Is there a motion for the approval of the agenda as amended?
This is Ken. Madam Chair, I should have brought this up months ago. The chair on a subcommittee meeting can make the motions. You really don't have to have any of the members do it.
All right. I was just striving for, participation.
I know.
All right.
It just takes time. So, I move the agenda. I accept it.
Okay. I think there was someone else talking in the background. I think they were not talking to us, but I'm just checking. Is there someone who wanted to speak and wasn't recognized? All right.
No, but with Barbara just joined the call.
Okay. So hearing no objections, the draft agenda, as amended, is approved.
I believe Arlene and LaVarne are now on the call.
LaVarne, I heard. Arlene, are you here as well for the purposes of the minutes? No. LaVarne, is Arlene present on the call?
Yes, she is. I've already said so. Yes.
Okay, we didn't hear you. Thank you. So for the purposes of the minutes, add the MARPOL. Okay, so we're up to item two. Item two is a proposed modification of the Houston budget in order to regularize the treatment of depreciation line items. It's a fairly small amount, as I recall, and we are willing to listen to a proposal from the treasurer and the PNB rep about how they want to do that.
Hey, this is Jim.
Yep.
On the depreciation schedule that was sent out by LaVarne, figures we came up for KPFT depreciation is $17,577.62. Is that right, LaVarne?
That sounds a little high. Let me just pull it up.
We just went down the categories for KPFT and added up the figures for the current depreciation.
Okay. Well, let's wait for the verification on that.
It should be about that amount. You deduct the depreciation for this year. Yeah, KPFT.
Okay, so that's about your whole surplus, as I recall. That said, of course, this is essentially a surplus item. But it would be nice to have a little surplus besides the depreciation allotment in a perfect world. What are your thoughts about this, Jim, I guess, followed by Bill? What should we do?
The first thing was we've deleted an event. It was not revenue producing.
Mm-hmm.
I know it could.
Excuse me. So there's a $6,500 reduction. I'm trying to get the line item. It should be. $142 on the spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not revenue producing. It would have been a program at the Miller Outdoor Theater down here. So we just decided to delete that just because it's more of a hassle than it's worth.
Ah, so maybe we saved you some trouble with this depreciation change, right?
The other thing.
Okay.
On corporate match, we severely underestimated that on the budget, and that is number six on the Excel.
Suggesting. Okay, so what are you suggesting changing it to?
Adding 100 a month for $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
We figured that was pretty safe to do that. And then we have been very successful this year in our community events. And it was suggested by the management that we add an additional $5,000 to line XL10, category 5750.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, a point of information. Can you repeat that, please?
XL line 10, 5750. And that's an increase of $5,000.
Okay, so 5 and 12 is 6,200, 6,500. So it looks like that takes you to about 13,000, which is the majority of the amount that we're trying to cover. So that's great.
And we still have about $5,000, $6,000 in positive.
Mm-hmm. In the surplus.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about that, or should I go to Bill?
Bill wants to add something.
Oh, actually, Jim covered about all of it. I'd say I did talk to Dwayne, our GM, about it yesterday afternoon, and Jim had already talked to him, and so you're saying they worked out the other adjustments to make it balanced. So
okay.
That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you for coming with such a completed proposal. That's great, and having already talked about it. Is there any discussion of what Houston's put forward? There's dead silence. Well, you've either horrified the committee or everyone is happy. I don't know. Okay. Well, yes?
I just said silence can be good.
It can be. We'll find out if it is. Okay, so following Ken's instructions, I will go ahead and make a motion that we approve this last set of modifications as presented by the LSB treasurer from Houston. Jim, if you could write that down, the particular categories, and send that to our Paul for the minutes, I think that would be helpful. Are there any objections to that motion?
No, I think they did good work, and I hope it all works out.
Okay, now put it on mute.
Okay. So it sounds like we have approved Houston's budget twice, and that will be the final, and that will be the final time.
Is that a promise?
It's a promise. If you change something else, go elsewhere. After Monday, the Finance Committee is taking a break. Yeah, we're going to.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I think it might be the better part of sanity to meet at the end of October instead. But anyway, we can talk about that at the end. So with that, we're going to move the agenda to the KPFA budget, which we're also looking at possibly a second pass. The item in question was whether we wanted to adjust or needed to adjust the depreciation allowance in the budget that we approved. I think LaVarne has something to say about that after doing some research.
Oh, this is LaVarne?
Yeah.
I sent out to most of you guys, I think, the depreciation schedules that were used as the detail for the audit. And so I had sent out the whole package, but then I sent out the schedules for the national office and the KPFA. And, you know, it shows that for the national office, if you look pull up that detail sheet or that file, you will see that the leasehold improvements are all in the national office schedule. So that is basically will be in our budget, and it was in most of the, it was in last year's budget, it was in 2011 budget, and we also did the accrual, and so it's there. And the other thing I just want to point out is that, some of those emails that were sent out, it was actually correct. It was my decision. It was before the auditor. The auditor who did the audit this year has been auditing, had audited the national office, you know, the prior years until PMB, and there had been no instruction to put the depreciation in the budget before. But that was a little thing that was on my agenda to change when I was on the board, and it was never done. So when I came in as CFO and I've been here, I was the one who made the change. So just want to clear that up, and so the KPFA depreciation schedule are all for items at KPFA, and the leasehold improvements and for the national office are in the national office depreciation.
Okay, and I think you mentioned that you had taken the existing list down to the operations director at KPFA and gone over it today. Is that?
I went over it.
Did I have that right?
Michael Yoshida, he's the chief engineer, and Michael Yoshida does an inventory audit every year. So, you know, he's one of the long-term employees, and he is very meticulous about that. So he does an audit every year, and
we
went off the list, and he verified that those were all related to KPFA.
Okay. So you're confident that we're not depreciating, like, equipment we don't have anymore or any of that kind of
stuff? No, that would be double counting on the depreciation.
And we're not, yeah, and you went over it. Okay, good,
because
we wanted to be clear on that. We, you know, good.
Okay. Well, it sounds like what's being recommended is no further changes. Barbara, do you have anything to add?
Well, I have a question. I just wanted to be clear. Thank you for sending all these documents, Levarne. I haven't had time to look at them, really, and understand all of it. But I guess what you're saying is the depreciation portion that should be the national offices is already in your budget, and there isn't any change that's needed, correct?
Well, the depreciation for the national office is in the national office budget and is hitting the actual.
Okay.
It doesn't go in the it doesn't go. KPFA is separate, and they actually did.
Right.
They were actually accurate. Like again.
Okay.
It's very clear.
Okay,
about
that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that was what you were saying. So, but my question is then, now that we've moved the depreciation expense into a different line than it used to appear on the financial statements, where is this money going to go? I mean, it's not going to be expended, right?
It's an accrual.
It's an accrual. So, in other words, at the end of the year, if we raise enough money to cover everything in the budget, we should have a surplus.
If you look at your audit, may I answer, Tracy?
You can. I don't want to get too bogged down here because we still have kind of an action item, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. If you look at your audit statement at the end of the year for KPFA, just look at 2010,
mm-hmm.
you will see depreciation as a line item, and that line item goes down to your bottom P&L. So that is shown as an expense item on your audited statement. So it doesn't go away. It's on the audit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I do have another question. I don't know whether you want to entertain another question, Tracy. It's not about the depreciation specifically, but it is about something in actually everybody's budget. And that is the money that's being budgeted to pay back the Heath Endowment. And I would like to know where that is going or where it's gone.
Well, okay, Levarne, go ahead and answer.
The payback of the Heath is not an expense item, so it is not hitting your P&L. It's on the cash flow. Each budget that's developed, there's a cash flow there also.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sheet that reconciles your cash flow in your budget, and it will show that the Heath is a cash item.
Right.
And where it goes to Wells Fargo to pay.
So it
back.
Is being invested or something?
It's been placed back in the Heath fund that the national office used to pay the enormous cost that flowed over from 2008 for the deficit that we the loss that we had, and that the cost, the expenses that the stations could not meet. So that's what it is. So that's why it's a cash item, because it's already.
I understand it's a cash item.
Yeah. Well, let me continue. What I'm saying is that it's a cash item and not an expense, because those items have already been expensed, and that's what shows is the huge loss that we had in 2008, 2009.
Okay.
And as I understand it, at that point, KPFA was, in fact, not behind on their central services. But we understand that the foundation needs the money. I just need to say that right there.
Never mind.
Bill for the stack.
Campbell for the stack.
I'm going to make a suggestion here. We're dealing with a specific – this is not an open-ended conversation. This is a conversation about the depreciation line item in KPFA and the allocation of building improvement depreciation between 1925 and 1929, Martin Luther King. So at this point, let's get the conversation back there. Are the comments by Bill and Campbell addressing the issue of depreciation in KPFA's budget?
Yes.
I'll ask you first, Bill.
Okay.
just for clarification, what dollar amount are we talking about changing the depreciation in the KPFA budget?
We're actually not. We're actually not. And I wanted, and at the end of the stack, I intend to ask LaVarne to give us a guesstimation on the figures that she recited, because people on the stream need to understand what the heck we're talking about.
Okay,
I will ask her to do that.
Changing. Okay.
But we're not changing anything. Basically, the verification was that the building improvement items that are related to the building KPFA occupies in the building, that the depreciation line associated with the building improvement to 1925 MLK, which is the small space that the national office is in, are already being depreciated out of the national office budget. Those are not being charged to KPFA, and therefore, there's no need for Campbell. We're not depreciated.
Yes, your voice is dying down again.
Oh, well.
But I believe you called me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'd have a question in regards to how this depreciation is considered in regard to, particularly in our business, the advancement of technology brings about items that may have cost $50,000 9-10 years ago can end up costing maybe $750 now. It's like computers, how the price has dropped out of that, or either you aren't using the same sort of thing. And with the kind of discipline of charging straight line without any adjustments or notations in the statements for the fact that maybe this particular widget that had been purchased 10 years ago is now being done by a very much super widget at one-fifth the price. How is that accommodated?
This is Tracy. I'm going to move the stack. FASB accounting standards recommend straight-line depreciation for not-for-profit organizations, and I believe that it is our practice and the practice of most of our auditors to follow GAAP with that regard,
Generally Accepted Accounting Principles.
Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, which generally recommend straight-line depreciation for not-for-profit organizational assets. And there is an FASB link that I can send you.
Thank you very much. I've taken accounting.
I'm just saying that's the generally recommended protocol.
But
we do follow it, and there are some complications to it. Straight-line depreciation does not always accurately reflect the market value of assets. That's true with building improvements, too.
It's put it costs on acquisition, and that's what it's depreciated at, but that there can be adjustments made in regard to, you know, the useful economic life of something if there's been substantial technological change. For many nonprofits,
Campbell, I've got your point. I've got your point, and you can address it with the auditor for this year.
Also,
in terms of your opinion that straight-line depreciation is not the appropriate protocol to use.
I'd like to move the agenda.
That's not up to the Finance Committee. It's up to the auditor.
Well,
the auditor the protocol that he wishes to use, and we are in the audit process. Campbell, you may make a motion to the audit committee that they discuss
that
the auditor. We are not the audit committee.
I had a second point
that
I wanted to raise.
On what we do here.
I have an objection. I really do have an objection.
I have
a point of order.
I understand, Ken, and we do have a special order at 6:30. I'm going to let Campbell do one more question on a different subject. What's your point of order?
We're only here to take up the items on the agenda. We can't take up other items that are not declared on the agenda.
That is why I've told Campbell to take his concern elsewhere. I will entertain his second concern. If it is also not on the agenda, we will also shut it down and move on.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Campbell.
Thank you. The second point was that since we're going to be addressing issues pertaining to capital equipment, that we should perhaps consider engaging a capital budget.
We can consider that at some point in the future. We are not changing our budget process 2 weeks before the end of the fiscal year. I think everyone can agree on that. We can entertain that agenda item in October, and I will put it on the October agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, LaVarne, for the sake of the stream, could you give us a summary of the amount of building improvements in the national office budget that you identified, approximately, just so we know?
I just got off mute. Okay. This is LaVarne, and the building improvement for the national office that we have, first is that the leasehold improvements from 1996, those have all been depreciated, so that's not there. We have $8,352 the year for building improvements that were done in 1990 that are still being depreciated. And the other major item are computer systems. And actually, the major expense item here is the is for the KU ISDN equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what basically.
What's the approximate total?
The approximate total for everything is about $34,000.
Okay. Thank you.
So that's
okay. So there's about $34,000 being assessed to the depreciation line item in the national office budget that will be on Monday.
Right. We have to make an adjustment on one of our reports here, but yeah, that's what it looks like. And
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So there's no action item to continue approving a budget that we already approved. So with that, I think we are ready to move the agenda to the WBAI review.
May I ask LaVarne one last question?
Yes, you may.
I'd just like to know why it was that the KPFA budget was the KPFA people preparing the budget weren't told about this until after the LSB review. This was a change, and that is the thing that's got people so worked up, that there was no notice that this was the new method, a new placement in the budget of putting depreciation.
LaVarne, would you like to address that?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you for this opportunity. If you look at the KPFA P&L through July year to date, look at the results that we publish every month, and you look at admin expenses, you will see there's a line on there called depreciation expense in the year, fiscal year 2011. Through July year to date, the amount for depreciation is we have accrued it at the budgeted amount because we will make the final determination at year end. It's $94,590. So when you look at compare your July year to date or your forecast on your budget sheet, that number should be on there. That number should not have gone away. So why this actual number went away, I can't answer that question. I guess that's a question I should ask you.
Well, you're saying that this has been in the expense category all this year?
Can you pull up the July year-to-date?
No, not on my computer. I can't.
Okay. Well, it's there. It's in the July year-to-date numbers.
But I'm asking, did it start out that way? My recollection is that this has always been an item added after the capital section, and not in the expense category.
No, it's Barbara. It's in the expense line. It's been there all year. The actual, the accrual,
and
budgeted amount. It hasn't changed. It's not always been there.
The question has been asked and answered. With to give due respect to WBAI, I think at this point we need to move the agenda. Of course, the two of you are free to have follow-up conversation if you wish. So we will move to the WBAI draft agenda, draft budget. I think what we will need before we go to the LSB treasurer is an update from the PNB member on the NFC about what has happened with the WBAI. With the WBAI LSB and where that process stands as of right now. So, Alex, maybe you could start that, and then we will go to the budget itself. Can you just give us an update on what happened today?
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the LSB attempted to meet this evening. We did not have a quorum. So it was a basically a discussion among about 9 or 10 LSB members. And our general manager came by and he gave a presentation on the budget. And there were a number of questions asked, and there were some minor adjustments.
Okay, I think that what we will do is we will want to hear that feedback for what it's worth, but since the LSB did not have quorum, it doesn't materially affect the NFC process.
Except to the sense that we
appreciate the input. So what I'm going to do...
However, some small adjustments to the draft budget that you have. There are a couple.
Yes.
There are sort of technical adjustments.
Listen to me. After the treasurer presents the budget, I will go back to you, and you can give us that input. But
okay.
It can't come first because it's not, because it wasn't approved at an LSB meeting with quorum. So per se, it is not the LSB approved budget. So just
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about some corrections that were made at the last minute. Had nothing to do with the LSB, in fact.
We'll hear you.
This is Kim with a question.
Okay, Kim.
My understanding is there is no LSB-approved budget.
That's
correct.
There is not.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying I'm going to let R. Paul present the most recent draft that he has.
Finance Committee-approved budget.
Yes, let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at that as our starting point. Then we will receive whatever input from the 10 or 11 LSB members that met. But that's different than the LSB meeting and making LSB approved changes to the budget. Not the same thing. There was no quorum. So, R. Paul, can you present the most recent Finance Committee approved draft budget that you've got?
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about it.
First, let me say, it's not just the lack of a quorum. The entire calling of that meeting was illegal, and it would have been illegal if it even had a quorum. And I think we can just leave it there, or if people prefer, we can dig into that in arbitrary detail. I'll leave it there for now. All right. Fast correction. At our August 4th meeting, we had 11 Finance Committee meetings up on this. Not all of them got quorums. And some of the management wasn't there, so we had to do stuff with preparing questions and emailing them and getting answers back. It was quite the interesting process. In July, we basically got done with the income portion of the WBAI FY12 budget, and we approved of that. And, in fact, in July, the general manager and I presented this to the WBAI LSB, and we had, an hour or more of back and forth, and here's what it is, and questions, and all of that. So we didn't vote on anything because we figured we were going to have a regular wrap-it-all-up meeting, which we unfortunately never did. So the Finance Committee did approve the income part. Then we started grinding through the expense part, and at our last meeting on August 4th, we didn't have a quorum, and so we really couldn't approve the budget because we didn't have a quorum. However, we all, I think I can say, people may disagree, I think I could say that we all felt that we had pretty much done the budget, and and management was there, and we gave it to management. Management then produced some days later the budget, and we were, you know, going to go for that, but we didn't have an August meeting, and we didn't have a meeting after the August meeting, and we didn't have a September 14th meeting yesterday. So there was that. Now, over the weekend, the general manager, I spoke to the general manager, and he gave me another budget, which I uploaded to the LSB and to the NFC's files section. Technical note, Yahoo servers have now eaten that twice. So earlier tonight, I bit the bullet and just emailed it out to everybody as an attachment. So go with the attachment. Some people got the download from the Yahoo files server. Then somebody couldn't get it, and when I went up, I couldn't get it, so I loaded a new one up, and it was there for about an hour, I think, and then it wasn't there anymore. So the thing that's in the email is the latest budget, and there are some changes in that, and we will probably need to go over that part. And I have a variety of notes here, and let's see. Okay, we do not need that file. All right.
Yeah, because looking at the line items here, I definitely have some questions and some things to point out. But thank you for that.
Okay.
Is there anything that you want to say about the challenges with the budget or things that you particularly want to direct the committee to look at?
Well, the committee, the finance committee, WBAI-LSB finance committee, had some problems during this time. Besides the usual, you know, it's Pacifica, besides the usual political stuff of people coming in with different agendas that took a bunch of time, we also had a problem with getting all of the documents we wanted. We had various things we asked for, cash flow, more recent than we had. The cash flow was old, and a balance sheet, and there were several other requests, and we basically didn't get those, and the committee was not totally pleased with that. So there, that was a problem that we had. And those are the major things between various extra agendas coming in and not getting all the documents. There were problems. Now, one of the difficulties was the business manager had a serious family issue. Someone ended up in the hospital very seriously, and so she could not attend the meetings. I mean, this happened right before we started. We started on April. We had our first meeting on April 7th, and we went to August 4th. So in April, there was a family medical emergency, and so we did not get the business manager in our meetings. And of course, this was an extraordinary thing. And I think I would typify those as the major difficulties for the process of the finance committee. And there's that. I think we can possibly improve some of that for the future, and it will go a bit better, maybe.
Okay.
On the other hand, as we're going through this, by the way, I do have some notes, not to overwhelm everybody, but when you want it, let me know, and I will go through some of my notes.
Okay, well, at this point, we have a process question. There's some line items that I want to talk about specifically in looking at this. I'm guessing there's a couple other members of the committee with specific line items. I suspect Bill's got some of that.
Manager, point of information.
Can you let me finish the sentence? And then we also have Alex to talk a bit about the input from the non-quorum LSB members. Which do people want to do first? hear their input or deal with our own input.
Madam Chair, suggestion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. One of the things we found useful in the local finance committee was to do income and just, you know, everything you want to do about income, you throw that in there and you beat it to death, and then you go to expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we handled it was to cover the biggest numbers first, so that instead of arguing over a three-digit number, we were arguing over six-digit numbers. And therefore, if we didn't get through everything, we could do the big stuff.
Okay. Thank you for that suggestion. Ken, you had a point of order or something?
A point of information. We've gone through this, I think, at least with KPFA, maybe a little bit with KPFK. Which document are we going to work with? The one that was on the Yahoo group or the one that R. Paul just emailed out this afternoon?
The one that R. Paul just emailed out. I will give you the exact time and date of the email.
Let me point out, those are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay.
But that said, yeah, WBAI draft FY12 budget as an attachment, 4:08 p.m. That's what I'm looking
at. Right, but the reason I said that is R. Paul said that there had been changes. So I thought he meant there had been changes between the one that was posted and the one he sent out.
No.
You're saying they're equivalent.
The early August one was the first one, and the...
We're dealing with the one you just emailed out.
Yeah,
so as long as everybody on the committee can get that.
Okay.
So, committee.
There are some corrections to the document R. Paul just emailed out, I'm afraid.
That's what Alex was saying. So what I'm trying to get is a sense of the committee. Do we want to hear those non-quorum LSB
It has
corrections?
Nothing to do with the LSB. You're confusing two separate things. There are corrections in the expense figures, for instance.
All right. Then why don't we go ahead, Alex, and listen to what the corrections are. Where are the corrections emanating from?
Can I let you get it from the horse's mouth? The general manager is right here with me. He can explain.
Oh, hi, Berthold. Welcome.
Hi, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I think we can hear from the GM. Absolutely.
Okay. Is LaVon there also? LaVon? Okay. When I was going over the budget with LaVon today, and of course she has access to also the detailed payroll data entry, and then she noticed that there was I omitted to remove from there one board operator that was fired. He's fired. You know, I mean, that's what it is. And that came to, that comes to, $47,000, $46,260. So that would be a reduction in the salary expenses.
Can you say that number again?
46,260.
Yes. Okay, I'm taking that number out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That include payroll taxes?
Excuse me?
Does that include payroll taxes?
Give me one second here and I'll tell you.
I don't think it's calculated on that salary.
And other benefits, too.
Yeah, I don't think it was calculated on that salary. Just a second.
Okay. Because we're all in favor of a smaller deficit here.
Thank you.
Got to get there.
Take it out as though we're going to edit back on.
Give me one second. Sorry about that.
So that reducing line 70 to 1.1 mil?
Well, based on the number Bertol gave us, it's 1.528 is what it ends up reduced to, but it looks like we need to account a little bit for fringe there.
Yeah, this is
LaVarne. Sorry, yeah, the updated one did have it in there. Then the original, the initial one didn't. So, yeah, it's about 4,600 maybe, or 5, let me look at it. It looks like a similar salary would be.
We're talking about the document that our Paul sent us at 4 o'clock. Are we making a reduction in that document?
It all adds up to 53,265.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And that's a reduction off of the number that we had of 1.57 or whatever it was.
Yes.
Okay.
It's 1.521569.
Okay. Good.
569, I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you for that. What else have you got?
Well, there's another item. This is not exactly a technical correction, but it is a real item that the members of the LSB who met tonight noticed, and our general manager agreed that the budget should be changed to reflect this.
Mm-hmm.
May I?
Can we do that can we do that on when we get to expense? That would be a motion to modify this.
Sure. Okay.
A point of information.
Let's just, Bertold, are you done with the corrections? Are there more? You're done. Okay, then we can go to some discussion. Bill?
Well, on the number Bertold just mentioned for, I guess that was line 79 he was talking about, the 1.5, it's a little different than the number in the spreadsheet. So I'm trying to figure out what number we're changing.
1.521 million, that is the amount that Bertold is reducing.
That's
line 29, line 29 AD in the spreadsheet. It is the salaries and related expenses, because he is saying that there is a board op who is no longer working.
It is also line 79, by the way. It feeds it, yeah.
On the bottom,
that's,
yeah.
That's after the change, in other words. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Ken, to the staff.
Okay. I want
to.
On that correction. Okay, Ken, go ahead.
Who's going to operate the boards now that this guy is gone?
Ken.
I'm serious. The point is that somebody was terminated. You're doing a budget for 2012. Your statement that you're terminating at expense means you're not going to replace that board office.
There were a lot of overlap and a lot of things that were going on. That board app was not only doing board stuff, that person was really doing a lot of editing and archiving things in the back, and after we made some reduction, and that was not necessary. If you want to know, we have a radio station. The boards covered properly. We had other overlaps. We just reduced that by 10 hours. We are going to deploy that schedule starting next week. So, yes, as a good general manager that I think I am, yeah, that part we do cover.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the position's not being replaced. Okay. I'm going to call on myself. I have some line item questions. I can either do them through income and expenses, or we can just do all the income ones first. Any thoughts from people? Is one way better than the other way?
I think you should do income first. And you may want to ask me to kind of walk you through the logic behind revenue, and then maybe that might clear up all questions that you do have.
Okay, let's do this then. Walk me through the revenue section of the budget, and then we'll take questions on that, and then we will do the same thing with expenses.
Okay,
so
let's look at major items. For example, listener support. Okay, our listener support right now for fiscal year 2011 is Actually, we know what it is. We just collected $47,328. So listener support for fiscal year 2011 is actually $3.1 million.
Right.
$278. If you go in, do you have the assumption sheet with you?
I do. It's in the spreadsheet.
Paul?
Wait. Point of information.
What?
On line AC, no, line 4, column AC, you're saying that 2.383 number is now 3 million?
That's the 2011 budget. He's talking about the 2011 actuals.
Yeah, no, this,
right,
no, under,
even
under
still,
budget.
That went up $400,000 in a month?
Now, hold on, let me
hear you.
Line AC and on the budget sheet that you're looking at, these are the net. This is the cash we bring in. I'm talking about the pledged amount. That's why I'm trying to send you to the assumption sheet.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the assumption sheet, we assume that, the actual fiscal year 2011 pledge, not paid, just pledge, is $3.1 million.
Please,
our first fund drive of the year, October drive, we only had $623,000 of pledges. We were short by a lot. Normally, our pledges airs around $850 for the October drive. And I have a spreadsheet here I can email to you all. That shows that from 2005 to present, our fall drive has always been 2005, $921,000, 2006, $835,000, 2007, $815,000, 2008, $800,000. The next drive after that was about $820,000. Then 2010 was $835,000. And then this year was 622. So there was a fluke. I think it was a mistake. We are planning that drive. We've been planning that drive for a month and a half now, almost 2 months. And so fiscal year 2012, the major difference between this budget and the last year's budget is for our October drive, we are projecting pledges of $850,000.
Right.
As opposed to the 622 that we had this past year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the fulfillment rate that WBAI is?
This budget is showing 77%.
Okay.
We are right now at 78%.
Mm-hmm.
If you put the 9/11 mini drive we just had like 5 days ago, we are at 77.7%. Of course, because it's been only we haven't collected on the cash,
mm-hmm.
but we are at 78%.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh huh.
Is there anything else that you want to walk us through before we do questions on this part of the budget?
So that's the listener supported. Everything else, as you can see, is more or less pretty close to what it was last year.
Point of information
uh-huh.
or question?
Kim, if it's a question, we're going to have a stack for questions. Is it a point of information or a question?
Well, I guess it's a question about the page we're looking at.
Okay, then just wait a second. Let's let Bertold finish, and then we'll do a stack for questions. There's going to be lots of questions.
Okay. So
Bertold,
if you see the second line, donations below $1,000, we had
mm-hmm.
it at $80,000 in 2011. It was at $105,000. And the donation, major donors, $1,000 and up, if you take those two and you switch them around, you see they even each other out. So that difference is, it's flushed. Basically, if you look at the budget, our CPB grant, we did 25% reduction.
Yeah.
Our CEO suggestion. Things that we projected to have more of our grants and other income.
Mm-hmm.
If you approve this budget and approve my asking you of a development director, which we've had for 6 months on a temporary basis, then we should be expecting to raise a lot more money in grants and stuff like that.
Yeah. This is
the budget this year and the budget last year, the income, the revenue is just about the same if you look at it. Last year was $3.4 million. This year is $3.465 million.
Right.
A lot of this is due to a big chunk in CPV reduction.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we, you know, I went conservative on this.
Yeah, one thing with the budget template, this is just for the future, I think it's helpful for the committee to have the actuals for 2011. All we're comparing it to here is the 2011 budget, which...
No. This is the 2011 actual.
Column AC, is column AC your actuals? You're calling it 2011.
Column AB is the actuals.
AB.
I don't have a... Oh. Need to stretch it out. There is column AB.
Yes, there is. Yeah, they,
yeah.
I don't have column. Hold on. B, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Is this column? Ah, there we go. That helps.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is LaVarne. This is LaVarne.
Okay, let's take a stack on questions about the revenue portion of the budget. Kim had a question. LaVarne has a question.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Kim, you're up.
Back from the assumptions page, is this correct that 2011 you had 116 days of fund drive and you're projecting 122 days for 2012?
Yes.
Wow.
That is a lot of days. Yep.
That's what the LSB said. And that's what I say also, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, but that's, you know, this is a problem. This is a huge problem. These grants, is this saying you have actually, oh, God, where is it? What line? Grants, 17. You have actually booked $40,000 of grants this year?
Yes.
They're told?
Yes.
It's all in the bank.
Yes. We have had 6,000 in October. If you scroll all the way back to the left, you'll see the actuals. I don't know if you can see from column C to, in yellow, C to L.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that we had $6,000 of grant in October, $5,000 in November, $10,355 in March, and so on.
Now, this line is... Oh, I see. I'm not...
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, grants. 6,000, 5,000, 10, and 12.
Uh-huh. It doesn't add up to all that because it's prorated, so you have to multiply that by 12 divided by 10 because we have two more months. We have two more months besides July to go through.
What does that mean? Then I want the actual numbers.
Well, I did not have all the actual numbers because I hadn't had numbers until July. That's what you do before we had the actual numbers.
So these are not book numbers. There's some hopefulness that this is going to come through.
This is how we do it. You have as the year go by, as the months go by, your prorated projection gets closer and closer because you have more and more actuals every month.
Okay, I'm asking is what was in the bank? I mean, that's what I'm asking, and that may not be a number you have at hand, but that is the number I'm asking.
What was in the bank was 33,535 as of July.
Okay.
Kim, I'm going to go to LaVarne. You can have another crack at it if there's a follow-up question.
No, I'm fine for now.